I still went home to Canada regularly, almost every holiday, long weekend, or hiatus. I not only loved these trips, I'd come to depend on them. Ironically, the sheer ordinariness of life in British Columbia, the same normalcy that I'd found so restricting as a kid, was something I now craved, at least in small doses. My time away and the extreme nature of my experience had given me fresh perspective. Happy for, if surprised by, my success, my family never tried to co-opt it, take advantage of it, or pass it off as their own. My parents did allow me to do some things for them, help them pay off the mortgage on their old home and move into a new one, fix Dad up with a fancier car and talk him into an early retirement, in effect providing that pension he'd kidded about before the 1979 trip to Los Angeles. I was insistent. They'd worked so hard their whole lives. While these gestures were accepted, my parents made it clear they were never expected. After I won an Emmy in 1986 for lead actor in a comedy series, I brought the trophy back to Vancouver, in part to share the honor with my parents, but also, frankly, to show it off. Mom gave Emmy a place of honor, on a table in the entry hall to their home, directly across from the front door. That night, my brother and sisters gathered at Mom and Dad's. There was lots of laughing and celebrating. Experience had taught me, though, that somewhere in all this backslapping, someone would come up with a way to bring my balloon back down to earth. The following morning, when I stepped into the entry hall where the Emmy had spent the night, I burst out laughing. Surrounding the gold-plated statuette as if to subdue its gaudiness by the force of sheer numbers were my brother's 15-year-old boxing trophy, Mom's bridge trophy, Dad's curling trophy, my sister's bowling and swimming trophies, plus a few other tokens of their individual triumphs. Perfect. It was this sort of simple but pointed comic gesture that provided me with reassurance. If the entire dizzying ride came to an abrupt end, if the other shoe dropped and I was exposed as an imposter, I still had a place to go back to. I still had a home in the real world.